This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You may bring up anything you want. As we launch into the third hour of the program, our toll-free number for you is 855-450. Free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Whether you want to comment on the millennials and socialism video that we shared throughout the first couple of hours of the show. Didn't take the whole 2 hours, but we commented quite a bit about it. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Will.
And, of course, you can bring up anything you want as well. Still to come here tonight, Will, you brought in a story about a Bitcoiner that is going to prison for a year because he sold some Bitcoin, apparently. We'll share that with you. That's a scary story. As we go to your calls, though, and thoughts, we've got Lumpy.
That's it.
Uh-oh. I don't know who that was. Hang on a second here. Lumpy, are you with us?
I am. That wasn't me.
Nope. Go ahead.
All right. Good evening, heroes. I got to say something. I appreciate all you guys. I'm watching you guys on YouTube through the Xbox on the TV right now.
Cool.
And I have not met Johnson. And I think you were in Keene when I was up there. And Will, I tell you, I appreciate you guys. Johnson, you used to irk me so badly and you didn't even know it. But now I listen to you and I think about it. I really appreciate your contributions to the message of freedom and liberty. I really do. I thank you for that. And I want to let you know I'm sorry for ever not liking you.
All right.
I got a friend of mine who just got his Coinbase account the other day, a day or two ago. And I happen to have him on a line. You know, I was just been talking with him tonight, and he's getting his Coinbase account set up.
Yeah.
I guess tonight. Now I tried to caution him, but I'm not articulate enough to understand. I think that's a bad idea. Thanks to what you guys brought to our ears about the IRS now and is now examining it. He is also of the mind, even though he's getting into it, that Bitcoin is kind of a Trojan horse because we don't really know if it was made by some guy named Shitake Nakamoto and he's, you know,
Shitake Nakamoto.
Yeah,
Satoshi Nakamoto.
Sorry, I was way off. Sorry, mushrooms.
By the way, Coinbase, for listeners that don't know, is a Bitcoin wallet / brokerage site where a lot of people, it's the first place they go to buy Bitcoin just because Coinbase makes it easy. I mean, they're basically the big bank of Bitcoin. They're a huge company. They've been around for a long time. They connect to your bank account, and they make it easy to buy and sell Bitcoin. But as you pointed out, and as the news has revealed recently, Coinbase has turned over account information to the IRS. They did, to their credit, push back against the IRS, but ultimately the IRS was successful in court, and now 14,000 accounts information will be turned over by Coinbase to the IRS. Anyway, go ahead with what you're saying.
Well, I just, you know, this was, and I've been listening, I think, I haven't been able to catch every show, but I tried to catch it the other night and went back to listen to it, and I think that somebody was going to talk about some alternatives. I think it was you were going to talk about some alternatives, and it wasn't able to get to the topic or else I missed it. I'm not sure. What are some alternatives? As, you know, he says it's tied to the Federal Reserve note, which I'm not really sure Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies.
No.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I'm not sure if I understood that fully, but we can talk about that.
The cryptocurrencies in the world, when you look at exchanges, for instance, which are the online places where people can buy and sell cryptocurrency, there are people who are buying and selling that cryptocurrency for the various different world currencies. So they're using dollars, they're using euros, they're using, you know, whatever their local fiat currency is to purchase cryptocurrency. So the prices of the crypto is frequently, I don't know what that is, Kurt. I'm going to have to mute you there for a second. The prices of the crypto are shown in the fiat currency because that's what people understand. If you put a Bitcoin price on a product, which you can find if you go to the Free State Bitcoin shop in Portsmouth, then you'll see that they actually do have some of their products priced in cryptocurrency. And it's a confusing thing because, first of all, the cryptocurrency tends to be very unstable. I mean, right now, apparently, according to Daryl W. Perry, over at BitcoinAverage.com, it's dropped a little bit, but as of the last 10 minutes, it did finally break through $12,000. The price of Bitcoin broke through $12,000 per Bitcoin, and just, you know, a month ago, it was probably like $6,000. So it's pretty unstable, so it's hard to really understand what, you know, a tenth of a Bitcoin at any given moment would be. So for people who are used to fiat currencies, you have to price in fiat currency. That doesn't mean they're tied to those currencies.
All right, I hope I got that. I don't know if I could even have that contextually, you know, I don't know if I could have that in the right context. But what are some means, other than Coinbase, what are some means... I'm not trying to say, hey, you know, go into a crazy world of going on onion routers and trying to go through secure, you know, methods to go. What's, you know, to avoid the eyes of the gang of government that wants to steal your money? Because I look at them just like any other gang. If you have something they want, and if they know you've got it, they're going to come and get it. Yeah, yeah.
So you're asking how do you buy Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies without the government knowing?
Because it's got to initially be purchased with Federal Reserve notes or some kind of other currency that it's not
correct.
You know, you can physically hold Federal Reserve trash notes, but you can't touch Bitcoin unless you get the physical Bitcoins, which I don't even know if they're making anymore.
No, those aren't even. Yeah. So the answer to your question is there are a few different options. There's local Bitcoins, which is one way to purchase Bitcoins from other individuals that are in your area or halfway across the country. There's also, sometimes there are local meetups where individuals in an area will come together and, you know, hang out, and some people there might be interested in selling their coins. Yep. There are some people who will pay you, so if you have a job that you're working for somebody who loves Bitcoin, they might actually pay you with Bitcoin. That can happen.
You'd have to like somebody an awful lot to pay them with Bitcoin nowadays.
Yeah,
I mean, I'll pay you in Dash, I'll pay you in Bitcoin Gold, I'll pay you in Bitcoin Cash, I'll pay you in Vertcoin, I'll pay in Putin coin if you'll take it, but I am not paying you in Bitcoin because transaction fees are astronomical. You know? Like,
yeah.
I'm not paying 10% just to buy something. I may as well pay taxes. Yeah, we'll work for Doge before I buy with Bitcoin.
There are some Bitcoin vending machines that don't require identification below certain levels of purchase. There are several Bitcoin vending machines in New Hampshire that do not require identification at all, and so there are some options. And, of course, the larger the Bitcoin community is in the area that you are, so if you live in New Hampshire, you're around a bunch of other Bitcoiners. Many of those, again, as I said, some want to sell their Bitcoin because they want to cash out or they want to take profits or whatever, and all of those people want to do it off the books. So the more people that you know who are into cryptocurrency, the more likely you'll find somebody who wants to sell some of it. So, again, that's why it behooves people who care about freedom and who care about being off the books to move to New Hampshire and join the Liberty migration here. Because we have the best cryptocurrency community, and we have the best liberty community in the entire world, and it's only going to get better as more people move here.
Well, the Malik Center buys cryptocurrency all the time, and the reason we're able to do so is because we're here in New Hampshire, and I can go into one of the forums for cryptocurrencies here in New Hampshire or one of the Telegram chats or whatever it is and be like, hey, I need to buy a little bit of this, or I want to buy some of this.
You did that today.
Yeah, I did it today. I went and I bought $115 worth of a random cryptocurrency because there's a big thing going on with a smaller currency that I like to follow, and I wanted to buy some more to make a little bit of money. So I went in, and somebody was like, yeah, man, I'll sell you. I wanted $300 worth. I got $115 in within a few minutes.
Kurt, Lumpy, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate
hearing from you.
Thank you. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Like Freedom, that's 855-450-3733.
I love our little crypto community here.
It's little, but it's strong. I mean, we've got a great group of people here, and it could be so much better. I mean, arguably, New Hampshire has the best cryptocurrency community on the planet, and you can tell that's true. You can tell that's true when you go and you look at the coin map, and you look at Portsmouth, you look at Keene. We have more cryptocurrency accepting businesses per capita in both Portsmouth and Keene than does San Francisco. And San Francisco
is the most entire states.
San Francisco is supposedly the number one most Bitcoin accepting city per capita, but we crush it by a factor of like four as far as per capita is concerned. And it's only going to get better as more people move here. It's only going to get better. We beat Boston in raw numbers, let alone the, you know, per capita. Just straight up raw numbers of Bitcoin accepting businesses. We beat Boston. There's more coming up here. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Bassies, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
Shop online and support Free Talk Live. Every purchase you make at shop.freetalklive.com helps spread a message of liberty. From shop.freetalklive.com, you can shop at places like Walmart, Newegg, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Omaha Steaks, HostGator, and more. Plus, you can get discounts on web hosting, legal documents, or pretty much anything using saveatpurse.com. Just bookmark the link and help Free Talk Live while shopping online. Thank you for shopping with shop.freetalklive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live, and you can join us on the radio. Take control of the airwaves here, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. And Free Talk Live brought to you by Anarchapulco. I did mention it earlier here tonight. Just a killer libertarian, anarchist, voluntarist convention that happens down in Acapulco, Mexico. It's going to be coming up in 2018, February 15th through the 18th. And it's going to feature all kinds of great guest speakers and even live music performances at the Princess Resort in Acapulco, Mexico. I was informed by Mark Edge, one of our co-hosts, that apparently that that code that I gave you earlier isn't even active yet. So, sorry. Don't sign up yet for an Acapulco because we don't have the code working yet. So as soon as the code gets working, we will definitely let you know. But you can go and learn more about the event at anarchapulco.com as we go to your calls and thoughts here. Benjamin is listening in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Benjamin.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was the gentleman that Lumpy was referring to when he called, and I had some questions. Reason being is, as of 3 days ago, I announced for U.S. Congress down here in District 5 as a libertarian, and I want to be able to answer questions about cryptocurrency. I've been an investor for several decades now, trading stocks. I'm very familiar with that.
Okay.
And I'm not anti-crypto, but I am against fractional reserve banking and central banking. I have some concerns related to this, and I just wonder, are you the guys prepared to answer possibly some tough questions about crypto?
Yeah, man, we can handle any old tough question. Go ahead. We've been involved in the crypto scene for a long time.
That's what Lumpy told me, so I just want to make sure I wasn't catching anybody off guard here.
Yeah, give us your tough question. Let's hear it.
So my concern here is that, you know, crypto seems like a really good thing right now, but, you know, are we not virtually one piece of legislation away from it being in the hands of the same people that are in control of the central banks?
No. The government cannot get in control of cryptocurrency. It's impossible.
Let me explain
to you why. So one of the most important aspects of cryptocurrency is its decentralized nature. Sort of like, are you familiar with file sharing online, like torrents?
Yes, but, you know, the Chinese government,
Let me finish my answer, if you don't mind. I'd like to explain before you go on about the Chinese. The way decentralized file sharing works is different people around the globe, thousands of them, presumably for popular files, have a copy of the file. And they allow that file to be shared. And so if you go and you take down one or two or a dozen of those people and you arrest them, well, there's still 1,000 more or however many people all around the globe in different political jurisdictions all over the world sharing that file. Effectively, that file cannot be taken down. Cryptocurrency took that same concept and did it with money. So now you've got Bitcoin, you've got Dash, you've got Monero, you've got all these different cryptocurrencies. They are supported by thousands of users all around the globe. So Bitcoin, for instance, has, I think, like 10,000 full nodes, I think. That is to say, 10,000 individuals with computers around the world that have a copy of the entire blockchain. The blockchain is the distributed ledger, a public ledger of all the transactions that have ever occurred on the Bitcoin network. They have a copy of it on their computer. We've got one right here in this studio, as a matter of fact. And so if the government wants to come and raid this studio, as they've done in the past, and take that particular computer, well, it won't do anything to the Bitcoin network because there are another 9,000-something people out there all around the globe in different political jurisdictions that have a copy of that ledger. It cannot be stopped. Even a coordinated effort of multiple governments around the world to try to target as many nodes as possible would still be an impossibility because there are so many of them. They can be hidden. They can be placed in, you know, places where the government can't get to them. It's just not even an option. And it's cryptographically secure.
I understand that premise, but I have witnessed the Chinese and the Russian government, for instance, shut down whole social media platforms.
Those are centralized. So when you go after a government, when the government goes after Facebook or, you know, whatever social media platform you're referring to, that company, PayPal or, you know, whatever we're talking about, that company has a server in Iraq somewhere Or maybe they've got a few servers, like they might have redundancy, for instance. So a company might have a server in the U.S., they might have a server in the U.K. or wherever. So in case one of them goes down, the other one can, you know, pick up the slack. But they still probably don't have more than a handful of them. So a coordinated effort to take down a company and their servers, that's easy. You just target the server locations with a raid, and, you know, armed men go in there and they pull the server out of the rack. And
armed men, because is the choke point here not the applications that we use to communicate with the ledger, like Coinbase and these different? I mean, that's what they would control.
No, there are dozens of wallets.
Yeah, you don't need Coinbase to communicate with the ledger.
No, Coinbase is a big corporation that is going to be obedient to the government, which is why we don't recommend them as your wallet provider.
Coinbase is not Bitcoin.
Yeah, Coinbase is a big bank, basically, in the Bitcoin world, and they suck. You know, they're good in that they get people into it, and everybody needs to have their first experience, and they're a decent kind of first experience for people. That's all the good I can really say about them. But there are a bunch of wallets out there that are designed by independent groups that are not government-loving people, like Bitcoin.com, for instance. Those people do not like the government, and they are not going to cooperate with the state. But there are dozens of wallets out there, and they're all competing for your attention.
Would the Google Play Store not cooperate with the state? I mean, if
sure.
The state was
you don't need the Google Play Store to download APK files. What the Google Play Store does is it gives you access to a database of APK files, which you can download anyway if you know where to go and get them. So even if the government were to put pressure on Google and Apple to remove Bitcoin wallets from their app stores, people would just download the installers directly from websites and from file sharing.
Yeah, I can put Coinomi on my laptop from Coinomi's website.
Okay. See, we're all familiar with the counterfeiting of currency, and that is illegal. So, yeah. if the government was to adopt cryptocurrency in a new cashless society, which we've heard plenty of discussion of that direction,
the government's never going to do that because they don't control it. The government won't adopt cryptocurrency as its official currency because it has no control over it. And we all know governments are about control. They want to have control over the currency, and they can't do that with crypto.
Unless they write their own.
Yeah, if they were to write
them the ability that gives them the ability to control the issuance of it.
Sure, but then they can't force you to use it.
Exactly.
Well, they force us to use cash. And
no, they don't.
I don't use cash every opportunity that I get. I just bought an awesome hat, and I use the coin that no one listening outside of a handful of people has ever even heard of.
I bought a hamburger the other day for cryptocurrency. I bought a barbecue here in town for cryptocurrency. I get my car repaired for cryptocurrency. I don't have to use cash.
That may be so. You know, you don't have to use cash, but they've got pretty much everybody on that cash system. And
well, yeah, they've got the legacy system. I mean, they've been around for decades. They've been around for, you know, hundreds of years. So, of course, it's not going to be easy. Hang on, Benjamin. We'll let you continue. You've got good questions, so hang on.
Time to change it.
We're going to continue the discussion here if you want to. More with Benjamin in moments. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And the question is, are we going to hit a point of saturation where all of a sudden Bitcoin's going to start shooting up even faster and higher than it currently is, where the popularity of it, because right now it's still pretty niche, even though people are hearing about it, not many people have it yet. We're coming up.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
I invite you to join us on the radio waves. Take control of those airwaves. Bring up anything that is on your mind. You can do that. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE like freedom, 855-450-3733. You can join the Free Talk Live forum. We got sign-ups every single day now at the Free Talk Live forum. Conversations about everything from what we've talked about on the air to just people posting news articles that they just want to talk about on the forum. It's been great. And new sign-ups, new amplifiers coming in there and getting their amp badge, which you can get if you're a Free Talk Live amplifier, so everybody knows it on the forum. Check it out at forum.freetalklive.com. That's forum.freetalklive.com. And it's also part of the Shire forum, so there's also other forums there, like cryptocurrency-related forums. There's a lot of conversation, discussion going on in those sub-forums, as well as some New Hampshire-based activism sub-forums. So check out all the cool conversations happening. It's free. All you have to do to get signed up is just join up. There's actually some options, like you can use, I think, GitHub, your ID there to sign up with. I think Google, I think we got that turned on. Anyway, you can get signed up. It's free. You just post a quick introduction. There's a required intro, and that keeps the spammers away. It keeps some of the trolls away. So check it out over at forum.freetalklive.com. We go back to Benjamin. And by the way, as we're having this conversation with Benjamin about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, Bitcoin has crashed through $12,000. It actually went over $12,100 US dollars, according to Bitcoin Average.
Surprised you're not playing the cheering drop that you don't
have. Oh, yeah, I didn't have it ready. Let's get back to Benjamin in Cedar Lake, Texas, listening online. Benjamin, you had a lot of good questions about, you know, could the government take over Bitcoin? And the short answer is no, because of its decentralized nature. That's one of the real revolutionary or evolutionary aspects about cryptocurrency, is that it is basically unhackable. It is basically untakeoverable as far as governments are concerned.
I do agree that there are some decentralized aspects to it, but there are some centralized aspects to it in the sense that it relies upon some type of internet connection or something in order to operate. So that, again, is another choke point. But
yeah, well, let's look at that one here, because it's a legitimate concern, right? So if there is a huge EMP that happens tomorrow and all of the world's electronics go offline and the internet is completely gone, then, yeah, you're going to have a problem accessing your Bitcoin.
You'd need an extinction level event, though.
Pretty much.
Basically.
If a government is to shut off the internet, that doesn't affect the rest of the world's government, so the internet will continue there. And as long as the internet exists somewhere, and even if the governments, all of the governments in the world were to shut down the internet, people could still put a mesh network together and start their own internet without asking anyone's permission. So as long as the internet exists in some shape or form, the Bitcoin will be there, because that's where it lives.
I believe you're correct that the resistance can live on, but we will have to deal with certain situations as they come along.
If you've got an EMP that has taken out all of the electricity in the world, you're going to have a whole lot more problems on your hands than where your next Bitcoin is going to come from.
For real, yo? We'd be eating each other in the streets.
Yeah. Go ahead, Benjamin.
Yeah. The worst case scenario of EMP wasn't really my concern.
What's the concern?
Some of the net neutrality things come into play, too.
Has no effect.
Of the internet. But, you know, it's been a long-standing goal, I think, as we all know, of tyrannical regimes to have some kind of global currency that a certain group of people had control over.
And it's too late. It's never going to happen. There's no way they can do it.
Historically speaking, in order to do that, you know, like, let's use Iraq, for example. The United States invades Iraq. They implement a central bank, and it's a very bloody, expensive process. But the cryptocurrency has been successfully able to sneak past borders in ways that standing armies could not before. So, you know, as this saturates the world, you know, my big concern is that, you know, they say, you know what, this is now the official crypto. Everything else is considered counterfeit. If you're caught with it, it's a federal crime. You know, how do we deal with those situations?
Well, you just have to cross that bridge if you come to it. I mean, so far, that really doesn't happen. But in theory, it could, right? The government could say, we're going to outlaw cryptocurrency. Anybody who's using it, you're going to be subject to penalties. In fact, we do have a story here tonight about, Will, you brought this in from news.bitcoin.com, about a Detroit man who's been sentenced to a year in prison for selling Bitcoin on local Bitcoin. So, you know, to some extent, the government doesn't like crypto. They're afraid of it. They know, you know, if they're with it enough to know about it, they know that it's a threat to them. They know
the more reason to use it.
Right. If it's outlawed, you could argue that actually might make the value of it go up, because then it's, you know, a black market thing. But maybe it wouldn't. Who knows? Ultimately, it's just something you'd have to decide how to handle that if it happened. Would you continue to do it in the same way that some people, despite the fact that marijuana is outlawed, continue to grow and continue to sell and continue to consume marijuana? You know, so let the market decide.
No, absolutely. I believe in free markets 100%. My concern is these tyrants in government and in banking that seem to want to get their hands on everything. And I've noticed several large corporations, such as like J.P. Morgan, and for instance, they've been buying up all the patents on this distributed ledger.
There's
technology.
No patents. The Bitcoin technology is open source, meaning that the person or persons who created it, calling themselves Satoshi Nakamoto, released the code to the world back in 2009 as an open source project. It's since been copied more than 1,000 times, and there are now 1,000 different competitors out there. 1,300, I think, the last time I looked. CoinMarketCap.
That's why I love cryptocurrency.
Yeah, so there's
right
no patent. There's no patent, and even if somebody took that to the U.S. Patent Office, it wouldn't make a difference because it would be unenforceable. It's a global currency.
I mean, are you familiar with what J.P. Morgan and some of their competitors are doing in the distributed ledger technology? I mean, they're getting.
I don't care what they're doing. It doesn't matter. Whatever the banks do has no effect on Bitcoin or the cryptocurrency. It doesn't matter. If the banks hate it, that's fine. If the banks love it, that's fine, too.
Yeah, it's funny how fast J.P. Morgan reversed their stance on Bitcoin, too.
Oh, well, they shut down the Shire Free Church's account recently because we've been purchasing Bitcoin through it. So, you know, they may want it for themselves, but they sure as hell don't want you to have it. So, you know, the old banking system, you have to expect resistance. You have to expect that they're going to fight this.
Well, it brings that kind of financial thing to a different class of people, you know, like...
Sure it does.
Bitcoin makes, you know, mechanics millionaires.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, Bitcoin makes mechanics millionaires.
Our car mechanic in the area is probably pretty happy right now.
Yeah, you know, cryptocurrency in general changes people's lives. You know, since I've had the opportunity to invest just a small amount of my money into cryptocurrencies and get around people to where I have more access to it, my financial status in life has
much better.
Is much better. I mean, I now work for myself. I no longer have to go and
I used to slave away in a kitchen at a restaurant.
And wait tables, you know. I used to be in the service industry and barely scrape along to get by. Now my entire life has changed, and, you know, J.P. Morgan doesn't like that, because if everybody's off of food stamps, then they're not going to have that government contract at J.P. Morgan that they make millions of dollars off of.
I think that it's good to be cautious. It's good to learn. It's good to absorb information, to get objections answered, but at some point, you got to jump in, and even if it's for $20, even if it's for $100, whatever you can afford to do.
My $60 investment I turned into $250 in 4 days.
If the government wants to crack down, then let them, and then we'll see how the cryptocurrency community handles that, because it's an incredibly resilient bunch, an incredibly talented bunch. Far more talented people and programmers are on the cryptocurrency side than on the government side. We've got this, dude. We do.
Okay, and I wanted to touch on something you guys touched on in a previous call when you were talking about, like, basically living in, you know, just abandoning regular currency or fiat currency and then, you know, making your purchases with Bitcoin and stuff like that. So let's say I have an e-commerce website up and I want to accept Bitcoin, but the thing that confuses me is with the price fluctuations the way it is, I think that I'd have to change my prices on the website on virtually a daily basis to adjust for the fluctuations.
Yeah, so what you would do is you would price the item in fiat currency, and then there are service providers like coinpayments.net, which is what Johnson's using over at libertyminded.com, which is your t-shirt and gear sales site, Liberty Minded stuff, and then they just simply adjust based on the price at the given moment, and that's what you receive in payments. Benjamin, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. In fact, let's talk a little bit about libertyminded.com and your calls and thoughts all coming up.
Whether you share content as a curator or produce it as a creator, the source of your advertising revenue is often limited by intermediaries like YouTube. What if there was a way to connect content creators directly with advertisers, decentralizing attention-based market advertising transactions and putting the control back into the hands of content owners? Introducing the revolutionary Signal Token Protocol by Spective VR. Partnered with Blend Media, the largest network of 360 video content in the world, and featured on Fox Business Innovations, Spective VR is a 360 VR streaming platform created to be the first use case and early adopter of the Signal Token Protocol, driving real use and allowing Spective to optimize their platform. SpectiveVR.com is hosting a pre-ICO for Signal Tokens starting December 8th at a 40% bonus. For early access to the token sale and an exclusive 60% token bonus, sign up for the email list at SpectiveVR.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free and bring up whatever you want. In these remaining moments, we've got enough time for you if you want to dial in now. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Will.
Johnson is the proprietor of the brand new LibertyMinded.com. And when I say brand new, I mean the website's new. Some of the products are actually pretty old. They date back to, what, a decade ago?
Sure,
or something
they
like
just
that?
Haven't been available.
Sounds terrible.
Right, wow, I just got this stuff sitting around the miles.
No, it's still in great shape. I mean, there's still...
Well, it's been, yeah, it's been, like, you know, sealed away.
Right, classic...
In the vault.
Classic Free Talk Live gear, like hoodies and T-shirts and beanie caps. In fact, Will, didn't you just buy a beanie tonight?
I did.
Which color did you get?
I got the knit one.
Yes. But there's different colors, right?
Nope, not the knit.
Not the knit one.
Is, well, the knit is two colors in and of itself.
I see.
Black and gold.
Okay.
And it says Free Talk Live on it in, you know, block letters. And it has it's the one that I prefer of the Free Talk Live hats, winter beanies that I sell, because it's the most comfortable, in my opinion. It's just, it's, you know, no embroidery or whatnot, no embroidered logo. It's full, you know,
it's stitched in, is what you're saying.
And it's got a felt liner, yeah, stitched into it that's just super comfortable and, you know, helps prevent the hat head and all that stuff.
So, right on.
Yeah.
So, not only just Free Talk Live gear, but also you've got just Liberty-oriented products.
That's right. The most popular product right now, like by five times the amount of interest of anything else, is my Circular Logic of Government shirt.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
People are digging that, which is cool because I spent a long time thinking about that one before.
It's a smart shirt.
Yeah, before I ever created it, and so
that's interesting too, because it is a bit of a wordy shirt, but it's one of those things that people
really
are going to look
about
at.
That.
It's one of those things people are going to—they're going to stop and they're going to want to look at your shirt so they can read everything that it says. when they see you wearing it, I suspect that's what's going to happen to people. They're just going to stop and read the thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there's a lot to look at.
Yeah, and originally when I designed it, luckily I got a suggestion from somebody. Originally when I designed it, I didn't line up all the text so that you could start from like the top dead center to read each little circle. Mm. And so it was like really hard to read when I first made it. But luckily, you know, I was, shooting back and forth with people before...
You got some feedback.
Yeah, getting some feedback. Yeah.
From our Free Talk Live amplifiers who have helped out with that.
I'm also excited that the, and I hope there are other people out there listening or whatever, but the cryptocurrency logo that I designed is starting to slowly climb, you know, in the Google ranks.
Really?
For a search for cryptocurrency logo.
How can people help that happen?
Use it. It's okay. Free. It's released as, you
perfect.
Know, you know, public domain, so anybody can use it, modify
it,
whatever.
I've used it already.
Great. Yeah, so, I mean, if you have a project that you're working on and you need a symbol for cryptocurrency, you know, generically, not, you know, some sub-cryptocurrency, you know, not a, I don't even know, you know, if you just want to represent all crypto in a singular way.
That's what this is for.
That's what it's for, and it's available on Wikimedia.
Speaking of crypto... You take a lot of cryptos at libertyminded.com.
That's right. And I'll take different ones if, you know, more people, you know, make suggestions like Vertcoin I didn't accept before tonight.
You do now.
Yep. And Will's been pushing me on taking the Vertcoin, and I can't say I regret
it. How many cryptos are you taking?
Since the transaction.
How many are you taking? How many different cryptos? Monero?
Bitcoin Cash, Monero, Ripple, Litecoin, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, I think I might have said
that. Yeah, you mentioned that one.
Vertcoin now.
Okay. So, like, at least six.
Yeah, Dogecoin.
Dogecoin. All right.
I would love to accept it. You know, if anybody wants to send me, you know, I'll work this out with you. But I want IOTA real bad.
It's hard to get.
Yeah, I've been interested for a while, and now that it's shot up recently,
it's the number four
kicking
crypto.
Myself, you know. I don't want to miss out.
Do you take Zcash?
I've got FOMO. Yeah, I do accept Zcash.
Okay, that's a good one. IOTA's the number four crypto right now, but it's hard to get it.
Right.
So, like, what would it be if you could actually get it?
Right.
I don't know. Is it actually...
It's the most interesting, you know, it's, like, just weird that the whole tangle, the whole technology of it is really interesting to me.
Is it more valuable artificially because it's hard to get? Would the price go down if it was easier to get? Or would
high
it go
demand.
Up? Or
high
would it go up?
High demand and difficult to get your hands on will make prices go up.
Yeah. Anyway,
maybe I don't know.
There are.
I think the technology behind it. I've been interested in it before this explosion. I thought it was really interesting just because I've done a lot of reading about it. Just because it's so different.
It's clunky right now. The wallets. There is a mobile wallet for it. But there was a bug recently where, I don't know, I guess it wasn't a bug. They like upgraded the wallet, but then everybody's IOTA disappeared.
Yeah.
And so you had to like. Jump through hoops in order to get it back. So there have been some issues with the
major issue.
Yeah, with this cryptocurrency. In fact, I believe Robert in Bellows Falls, Vermont, he's one of the guys that actually lost his IOTA. You drop $10 in on some IOTA, and then now you can't find it. Robert in Vermont, going once.
Yeah.
Hey there, we got you.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yep.
Yeah, I bought the IOTA when it was at 32 cents a share.
Right.
And
we couldn't get it.
At one point, it went up to, it had tripled in a month, you know, which was really kind of exciting. And then, you know, we had to move it and, you know, but I lost it. But, you know, easy come, easy go. You know?
No, that's true. That's why they say.
Did you lose it or did you get it back?
We couldn't figure out. He had a seed, and we tried to recover it. And I mean, even with me helping Robert out because he lives around here, we weren't able to do it. And I don't know what to do. You know,
it's a bummer.
Yeah, and it's only it was only $10 worth. So how much time do you really want to spend on it? Although it's worth more than that now.
Yeah.
The current price of IOTA over $4 at the moment. And as you said, Robert, it was this summer. It was 33, 34, 40 cents. So, you know, is that going to keep going? We don't know. They had recently partnered up with Microsoft, apparently, and some people will think that's a bad thing. But certainly the marketplace is responding and saying it's a good thing.
Well, if there's any IOTA experts out there that want to try to help me figure this out, I'm open for it.
All right. Well, what were you calling in about tonight? I didn't mean to derail you from whatever your normal topic was.
No, I was been talking to my credit union about, you know, getting to them to accept cryptocurrency.
Cool.
And not having any luck.
What have they said to you?
It's just that they're not ready for it yet.
Right.
You know, they don't think that the public is ready for it yet. But
yeah,
isn't there a way? Isn't there a way that the members of the credit union, can't they vote to be able to make that change, to be able to make that happen?
Yes, absolutely. So the credit unions have a members meeting. I think most of them do once per year. And if there were enough cryptocurrency users who had accounts at that credit union, in theory, they could go and influence the board of directors to do something about crypto, whether that's add cryptocurrency accounts or, you know, somehow officially come out with a statement of support or what. I don't know exactly what it would look like, because the whole idea behind cryptocurrency is that you don't need a bank anymore, is that you can be your own bank, that you don't have to rely on these other people or these organizations to do that for you. So it seems kind of counterproductive to have a bank or credit union, you know, add in cryptocurrency into their accounts. Not that it would necessarily be a bad thing, because the fact is not everybody wants to be their own bank. While we can sit here and talk about how great of an idea that is, in your case, Robert, you lost some money because it was, you know, you were being your own bank. You relied on this other technology. Maybe you lost the right seed. Maybe because with this IOTA, you have to have a seed that's like 81 characters long, and you have to generate it. So if you lose that seed, then it's gone. It's gone forever. In your case, you had one seed, but then we had to move it to another seed. But maybe it was on the original seed, which you might have lost. So, you know, we don't know what's happening. And it's so new in that case. It's basically, IOTA is essentially like a beta. I mean, it's an incredibly successful beta level program. And that means there's risks involved in that. If a bank or a credit union could get in there and create an account for people, that certainly would make people feel more secure about it. It would give that sort of aura of legitimacy to whichever cryptocurrency that they decided to support. And so hopefully we'll see some bank at some point embrace this stuff. But I think you're right. It's a credit union that's most likely going to be the friendliest towards cryptocurrency. It's not going to be a bank. The banks are scared of cryptocurrency. They don't understand it. And if they do understand it, then they are frightened about it, because they understand that cryptocurrency is going to possibly put them out of business at some point. Robert, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And so, you know, as it develops, cryptocurrency, the world here in New Hampshire is very, very strong. The community here is very strong. And hopefully we'll see some credit unions in New Hampshire start moving in that direction. I actually sat down with the credit union general manager in Manchester recently and talked to them about cryptocurrency. They didn't know anything about it. So we're still in the early phases of potential change. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com. Check out Johnson's site, LibertyMinded.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Say 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.